Well, if you have your Bible, I'd like for you to open to Luke chapter 1. And for those of you who were not here a couple of weeks ago when we introduced this particular series, we are going to go verse by verse through the Gospel of Luke. And the theme of this study is Luke and live. A little play on the phrase, look and live. In the Old Testament, when Israel was wandering in the wilderness, they were being bitten by serpents, and many of the people were dying. Moses went to the Lord and said, "What do we do?" And God told Moses to take a serpent made of brass and put it on a wooden pole and lift it up in the wilderness and tell the people to look and live. When Jesus Christ came, lived, died by being lifted up on a wooden cross, rose again 3 days later, the gospel story is, to those of us who find sin coursing through us, under the sentence of death, look to Christ and live. If you've ever met somebody who says, "I do not understand the Old Testament. Just makes absolutely no sense to me," it's because they've missed Christ. All of the dietary laws, all of the feasts, all of the festivals, all of the narratives of the nation of Israel were shadows of the reality of who Jesus is and what he accomplished. And when he died on the cross and rose again, he abolished the old covenant and gave to us a new agreement. Look to me and live. Any religion that tells you are right with your Creator because of what you do, because of your obedience to any law, whether it's the law the church establishes, the law that you have in your own mind, the law that the preacher gives to you, that religion is false. You are right with God because you look to Him who's been lifted up and live. Now, Luke is the story of Christ. It's one of the four gospel stories in the New Testament. And it was written in 45 A.D. Now that's significant because Jesus Christ died in 30 A.D. at the age of 33. Luke is the first book written in your New Testament. Even though Matthew comes first and then Mark, Luke is the oldest book. Luke was a physician. He was a doctor. And the fascinating thing about this physician is that he was not an original disciple. He was a Gentile, not one of the 12 apostles. He was a Gentile from a community called Damascus. Now, Damascus is probably one of the oldest cities in the world. Here's a map of Damascus, and you see how close it is to Israel. Syria is going through a great war right now. Damascus is the capital city. This is the town from which Luke originated. He was just a boy when Jesus died. He was in his late 20s when he wrote the Gospel of Luke. Now, some of you young people, you may say to yourself, now wait a second. If Luke wasn't with Jesus, if Luke was not one of the apostles, and he waited 15 years before he ever wrote the Gospel of Luke, how can we trust it? 15 years is a long time. No, it's not. And the older I get, the shorter 15 years becomes. 15 years is not a long time. For example, 18 years ago, I was at the Murrow Building bombing for 3 straight days. I was not there when the bombing occurred. I was driving by when I heard the explosion. But I went back and helped the victims' families identify next of kin and give some comfort to those who lost loved ones. If I were to write a book about the Murrow bombing today, 18 years later, I would be crystal clear about what happened. Because I mingled with the people who were there. I heard their stories. I saw how their lives were impacted. So it was with Luke. Though he wasn't with Jesus, and he was a physician from Damascus, he had a lot of friends who were with Jesus, including a man who, when he was in his early 30s, was walking to Damascus on this road called the Road to Damascus. And he was converted to faith in Christ. That man's name was Saul. He was a Jew, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, someone who hated Christians, who was going to Damascus to persecute any Jew who'd come to faith in Christ. He met the risen Lord Jesus on this road. He was blinded by the event, literally blinded. He couldn't see. He was led into the city of Damascus, where many scholars believe he first met Luke, the physician, and Luke's family. This picture is a picture of the city of Damascus, taken by me with a group of you who were standing on the Golan Heights in northern Israel. If you were to get in a car and drive to Damascus, it would take you probably about 2 hours from Jerusalem. You could walk it in half a day's journey. We were in Israel when this picture was taken. The haze had lifted, and we could see Damascus on the horizon. By the way, this is one of the reasons why Israel will never give back the Golan Heights to Syria. It's the high ground between Israel and Syria. It's an important strategic military post, and Israel obtained it in the 67 war, and they will never give it back to Syria. But my point is, you can see how close Damascus is to Israel. Here you have Luke, a Gentile, a physician from Damascus, who's writing his book about Jesus Christ. I find that absolutely incredible, particularly when you consider the fact that Luke became Paul's best friend. That man named Saul, who was converted on the road to Damascus, his name was changed to Paul. Luke became Paul's best friend. And on all of Paul's missionary journeys, Luke accompanied him. In fact, when Paul ended up in prison in Rome, Luke was the only person who was with Paul. And so when we read the Gospel of Luke, what I want you to understand is this. Christianity is not like Islam. Christianity is not like Mormonism. Christianity is like no religion that has a sacred book that they say was given to us magically by God. For instance, Muslims will tell you that Allah gave to Muhammad the holy book, the Quran. And if you ever lay the Quran on the floor, you'll be beaten. If the Quran is ever under another book, you'll be persecuted. Because this is God's holy book given to us magically. Mormons tell us that God gave to Joseph Smith the Book of Mormon by having him stick his hand into a hat that was filled with runes, magical stones, that he pulled out and God transcribed for him the Book of Mormon. That's just silly. Your faith is built upon a physician who lived in Damascus, who had friends who walked with Jesus. And 15 years after our Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, he recorded for us the Gospel of Luke. And let's begin reading our text. Luke chapter 1, verse 1. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who were from the beginning, eyewitnesses and servants of the word, it seemed fitting to me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. Wow. Here we go. Luke was a physician. Luke was a man when he wrote Luke, but a boy when Christ died. Luke was a friend of Paul. Luke ended up traveling with Paul on his missionary journeys, though he was a Gentile from Syria, the only Gentile to write a letter found in the New Testament. Luke also wrote another book called Acts. That's the background. Now, what I want you to see about why Luke wrote is found in our text. He wanted Theophilus, his friend, and secondarily, anyone who would read his gospel, to be fully persuaded that what they believed about Christ was actually true. That's why he wrote. And he could write it because he himself was fully convinced that his faith in Jesus Christ was legit. Or to put it another way,